This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, back from her trip to Hawaii and Swahili land. Victoria Jones was here yesterday. I've been saying for many years Victoria was on and off with me, and I got into Victoria Jones land. And I haven't thought about her for a long time until she's sort of come back a little bit here and there. And so when I think of Victoria, the mind goes into, well, is it Jones or a Keelan? But it's Keelan who's important to us. And she's here, as a matter of fact, to start off with the trending story this hour, Victoria. Keelan?
This is actually Jennifer's trending
story. Oh, it is Jennifer's trending. That's right. Doggone it. All right, Jennifer, your turn.
For everybody.
Yes, there is. Everybody's confused.
Well, other than the big lottery winner, there is a winner, Mega Millions, sold in South Carolina. If you are listening there this morning, don't forget your friends on the DJV show. But the bigger story today, I guess, politically and for human rights people that are following this story, there is a group of Hondurans that are walking their way from Honduras through Guatemala. They're now in Mexico. They took a day to rest yesterday. They're headed to our southern border. And a story now trending that there's actually a second group of Hondurans forming to create a second caravan working their way to the southern border. Now, the Department of Homeland Security has come out and said it is impossible to know who is in this crowd, but they do have intelligence that there are gang members, MS-13 members, who have been arrested as part of this group of people looking to cross into this country and really do it without having to go through the proper channels legally here getting into the country, and also with the goal of attempting to overwhelm the immigration system when they arrive so that they'll somehow find a way in. And this is creating a lot of challenges, both for Democrats and Republicans, 2 weeks before the midterms to try to figure out how to react to all of this.
So, under the circumstances, what credibility does the INS or ICE or any of this bunch of Border Patrol, what credibility can they possibly have if any of these people get into the country? They know they're coming. They say they're coming. It's like an attack of the marching ants. They're going to wander into the zone where the border is and try to cross. And so this has been an international thing. The rest of the world is looking at what we are doing. Is it going to be taken care of the way we say it was going to be taken care of, or are we just going to, what possible value can all of the conversation that we've all had for years about fixing the problems of illegal immigration, what is it worth if any of these people get across the border? Not worth anything, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's all a bunch of, it wouldn't, the laws don't matter if they're allowed to cross in, I suppose.
Right. But what about all the attempts to focus and fix the problem, Jennifer, of illegals coming? This is like saying, this is the most outrageous, in-your-face, up-yours movement. It is the American salute. There it is, to America.
Set up
by whom?
I think. Well, you know what? I don't think that this is a Republican Democrat thing. I think this is a setup, perhaps, from far left organizations who want to put pressure on both parties, who want to see what the reaction is going to be. I don't think that a group of 7,000 Hondurans, or actually now 14,000 is more what the number is, are. And again, the second group that's forming is headed this way as well. I don't know that people just stand up and get into a group and they start walking. I don't know that that happens. Obviously,
yeah, who put them together down there? That's a good question. What,
and
is there anything
I think
known
that would be
about,
very telling about the motivations. I think there are people who are poor and who are looking for an opportunity, and they're told, look, if you come march with us, we're making a statement, then we'll take care of you. And are they? I mean, you're having stories about people. I don't know how many kids are there, but you certainly, it's not easy for adults, much less children, to make a trip like that.
Well, it's really pretty distressing, frankly, to see it in the in-your-face approach to this is just very upsetting. I think I said yesterday or the day before, gives more It actually gives more fuel to my suggestion that we just take Mexico over, 51st state, and you do what you have to do to clean all of this stuff up. And you close the border small at Guatemala, you close it, that's it. So, anyway.
Why does that entitle us to take over another country, though?
I'm obviously playing with the scenario.
But you're not the only one who says that.
No, I know.
Because Mexico isn't dealing with the issue. That's the problem, is that not only do you have Honduras not dealing with the problem, you have Guatemala letting them not deal with the problem, and then you go into Mexico, which is supposed to be an ally of ours, and they're not dealing with the problem. So
what happens if we turn it around? If people decide, oh, Mexico is a great place, we're just going to all leave Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California and go down to Mexico. What are they going to do about it? We just do turn it around. If we did it, we're not going to do it, but I mean, hypothetically, what do they do? Put yourselves there in our shoes, our pals down in Mexico, and people we're back on in El Paso, I believe, next week. I can hardly wait to start throwing. I love El Paso. I was on there for many years on KTSM, and the radio studio is right on the 10. The 10 is right on the river, and you can throw a stone across into Mexico, into Juarez. And it's really kind of amazing to see the two cities that exist. They pretty much are one city, actually. Back and forth, people go working and living, and there's a dentist from El Paso that set up. He bought a mall, a strip mall, right on the other side of the border, on the other side of the river, and people go over to get their teeth done from El Paso because it's much cheaper than getting it done under the auspices of whatever government stuff has to be done to protect, supposedly, the patient, and it's just one example.
I wonder how much he has to pay the Mexican government for that, though. That
he's probably got to pay him
because
off.
That's how the Mexican government works. That's why we aren't running over there, because it is a corrupt system.
Yeah, it is. Sandra Day O'Connor is one of the people in the news today, retired justice of the Supreme Court, revealing in a letter that she's been diagnosed with the beginning stages of dementia, probably leading to Alzheimer's. She said, quote, "I will continue living in Phoenix, surrounded by dear friends and family. While the final chapter of my life with dementia may be trying, nothing has diminished my gratitude and deep appreciation for the countless blessings of my life." Justice Roberts,
female Supreme Court justice.
Yep. Said she's a towering figure, a role model not only for women, but for all those committed to equal justice. She's 88. Nominated to the bench by Ronald Reagan in 1981. She retired in 2006 to care for her husband, who died from Alzheimer's. In her retirement, she became an advocate for Alzheimer's, as well as launching iCivics, which is a website dedicated to encouraging young people to learn about civics.
And that's in her letter. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that was in her letter, is the importance. Yeah. She mentioned it again, that that's something that's lacking in our country.
This makes me very sad.
Teaching people how it works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the scourge of Alzheimer's, and the fact that two people can have it, and especially if she works so hard to try to beat it, it is something that if you're conscious, there are ways of avoiding it. And it may
be a lot of it's diet, too.
But, yeah, it is diet. Yeah. Much of it. Well, that's too bad. I feel bad. I always thought I really had a lot of respect for her and what she brought to the table, frankly.
Well, you still can. She's not gone.
Yeah,
and
she's not gone.
Gracefully dealing with something that's one of life's biggest challenges.
That's a great word for it, Jennifer. She always was very graceful. Her opinions were written in a graceful, appreciative, tolerant, intelligent way. I think it's sad. It is. It's just sad. All right, quarter after the hour here as we administer the next part of thought here. And I'm going to tell you from my own experience about a product that I wasn't sure what to make of it, because I get approached all the time, as you can imagine, from sponsors, people who want to have my support. And I am very consistent now with what the ladies and I talk about on the air, because I want it to be a product that brings you health and helps you out. And thus is the case with Texas Superfood, the complete, this is a valuable lesson actually for all of us, a complete nutrients, 55 naturally grown. You ladies probably looked at this, maybe you started to take the capsules. You need to take the capsules with the powder, the digestive enzymes and probiotics. Take them together. That's why it's called Texas Superfood Complete Organic, because it deals with everything that will keep your body really healthy. It's hard to get all the proper nutrition every day. We know that. And it can be expensive to buy organic fruits and vegetables. We know that, too. If you buy them in the quantity that's needed to get what's in Texas Superfoods Complete Organic, 55, you don't have to count them, take my word for it, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and veggies. Have you ladies started to take this, the capsules? It's a pretty big jar of capsules.
Mm-hmm.
And the enzymes, the probiotics that have been on the market, actually, for 20 years. American Cancer Society and your grandmother say, eat your veggies, right? Well, I know every time.
It's hard to get them all in, though.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Very hard. Yep. So take the superfood pledge, much anything else. Go online to texassuperfood.com/Doug and see the full line of quality nutritional products. Get started with the Texas Superfood Complete capsule and the digestive enzymes and probiotics. Come to you all as one service element. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Go to texassuperfood.com/Doug and get in on the action. Get in on the protection. Get in on the wave of people who are changing to start their day and have, actually take one with each meal. That's what I'm doing. Texas Superfood Complete. It is organically sound, a solid way for you to help keep your body as strong and healthy as you want it to be. Find them by going to texassuperfood.com/Doug.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, another name in the news is Mario Lopez, who now has his own line of shoes, boys and men. Some these are $50 to $80, so that's better, I guess, than what do you pay for some of the other branded, the superstars of sports when they have a footwear line. Those are $100, right? Or
well,
more?
What kind of shoes does he make? Is it sneakers or?
I guess
no, it looks
they're
like
cloth
dress shoes.
Yeah. Are they dress shoes too?
Yeah.
Loafers, boat shoes, Oxfords,
yeah,
Chelsea
kind of,
boots. What's that? Lisa boots?
No, they're just kind of pull on. They've got typically like a stretchy side top on the side or like a zipper.
Yeah.
Just
that's
kind of
a British
plain,
classic
yeah.
ankle boot right. that men wear. Women
so
wear
So would you
too,
buy something like this for Jeff, Jennifer, or would you buy it for
I'd have to look it up, but I don't support Mario Lopez. I don't like him.
It depends
you don't
on
like
how
him.
Nice
that right. takes care of that. End of story then. Victoria doesn't like him. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
So, there's a little bit of a conundrum floating around here as there's a suit. Tracy Chapman is suing Nicki Minaj over the song Sorry. And apparently, I'm listening to the ladies talk about this. There is a clearance issue because both songs sound the same. Chapman song, Tracy Chapman song from 1988 called Baby Can I Hold You, supposedly is very similar to Nicki Minaj's track.
It's not just similar. They have the exact same lyric line.
She stole the lyrics.
So why not just give her credit for it as a writer and stop all of this?
Well,
why would... This is Tracy Chapman.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
And this is the exact same thing that Nicki Minaj just sang, like word for word.
So, and Nicki Minaj says, we didn't steal it from you? Who wrote the song that Tracy Chapman is singing? She wrote the song and sang.
She wrote it.
So
yeah,
she should get writing credit.
Well, eventually she will, I guess. But the reason she's suing Nicki Minaj is because Nicki Minaj's people approached Tracy Chapman months and months ago and said, we want to sample the song. And Tracy Chapman does not let anyone sample her music. She's very against sampling. So repeatedly, her lawyers said, no, you can't use the song. Nicki Minaj, here's the short version, basically. So Nicki Minaj recorded the song already. She already had it in the can. Wasn't going to release it, and then somehow, in big sarcastic air quotes, it leaked to some radio stations. So now it's actually been played, and that's why Tracy had no choice but to move forward with a lawsuit, because now it's just blatant stealing.
But, I mean, how stupid. Nicki Minaj never impressed me as being the brightest light whenever I've seen her on television judging.
Well,
she just looks like
I don't know
she
if she just
like.
Thinks she's so big that she's above it and she can do whatever she wants, but I think it's the exact opposite. Once you get that big, you can't do that crap anymore because people will hear it, and obviously you're going to get sued for it.
Good.
But she has so much. But Nicki Minaj has
money.
has enough money. Yeah, I think Nicki Minaj is probably just going to pay the whole thing away. But it's a shame because Tracy Chapman, you know.
It shows you what kind of a person, when you think that about somebody, as I have thought when I've saw it, she just looks like.
Well, it just shows that she, as an artist, she has no respect for other artists.
Like, she doesn't have respect for anybody. And the way she looks, she didn't have any respect for herself, I would say. I'd go even further than that. I think she's a horror show. All right, well, anyway, let's hope it comes out well for Tracy in this circumstance. Next up in the music department here on the DJB show with Victoria Cara and me, Elvis. And a comeback special with the 50th anniversary box set treatment. Elvis's most visible presence was in the 60s on the big screen. Endless series of films. Some of them were fun, some of them were awful. For that reason alone, the King's December 3rd, 1968 comeback special for NBC was a welcome return to singing. It remains one of his finest moments as a very entertaining. I saw it in the, remember I said during the summertime, they released it for one night, the 68 special on the big screens in movie houses, and I went to see it.
This past summer you did?
Yeah. I did.
Oh, wow. Yep. I've only seen clips of it. I've never seen the whole thing. Yeah. And he's in the black leather, like the matching pants and jacket, right?
Yeah,
and
he's
looks really good. And I've only seen bits and pieces of it, but I would love to, I wish I had seen that on the big screen.
You can get, this may be Fancy Nancy might like this, an 80-page book featuring rare photographs, a new history of the special, a box set now available for pre-order on Amazon and various other digital outlets. So if you're an Elvis fan, look for the comeback special, the box set release. 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Since December, GM has equipped 3 million cars with an in-dash system it calls Marketplace. The free system communicates directly with merchants, enabling a driver and passenger to order and pay for a variety of products and services without a phone. This is a shape of things to come. Vendors include McDonald's, Shell, ExxonMobil, Dunkin' Donuts, Applebee's, and Delivery.com. The list is growing, and now you can order directly from your car. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration has identified some of the people responsible for killing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was apparently murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, on the 2nd of October. Pompeo says he and President Trump won't tolerate what he calls this kind of ruthless action. Speaking of getting more answers from the Saudis, President Trump says,
I have people in Turkey, and I have people in Saudi Arabia and other places, and they're they're all coming back. I'll know, I think, everything in a very short period of time.
One winning ticket for the $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot is known to have been sold in South Carolina. No word on which city or town yet. If one person holds that ticket, the lump sum payout would be over $900 million. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Yay for the ladies of the day. Let's take that straight from rehearsal, ladies. You like that? Yay, yes. For the ladies of the day.
Yes, right, thank Matt. You. Delightful.
Yes. You're so funny. It's one of the things in getting to know you, it's very interesting how I sometimes react to people. And you can usually hear it early in the morning. I don't know why I feel compelled to tell the story, but I really do. The ladies and I, when we first get started early in the morning, sometimes are a little testy. It takes a while for... It's early in the morning.
Wait. We're the only ones who are testy in this story?
No, I said... Now, see, you're testy. You're being testy now. I said we, collectively. I didn't say you.
Okay, I didn't hear the we. I thought they would...
I said we. Kara, right, did you hear me say we?
I'm not getting involved in this conversation.
Why? No, you're a part of
away.
It. No. Anyway, we gradually warm up because we understand each other. So it used to be that my feelings would be hurt if Victoria would say something snappy.
Oh, I was going to say, sometimes some of us are a little testy in the morning, and sometimes some of us can't take a joke very well in the morning.
Yeah. That's right. That's my point.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. No, even if you're joking, let's get to work. That's so
we're always joking. The problem is we're always joking. And so sometimes you take the jokes, and sometimes you think that they're not jokes.
My daughter
used
to tell me.
You can always put money in the bank on us joking.
Okay. So my daughter used to, and I have to remember this now. My daughter said, Dad, and this was a play on you can dish it, but you can't take it. She used to say, you can take it, but you can't dish it out. Or no, it was the other way around. You can dish it, but you can't take it out. That's what she used to say.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would agree with her on that one.
Okay, fine. You can have a long conversation with her the next time she's around. Meanwhile, we need to get back to the office here. Victoria, what's in the big trending box in this half hour?
Well, the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, is trending. She and Prince Harry have been on their Down Under tour, so they've been doing Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji. And so apparently there was some concern about her yesterday. She was scheduled to do 20 minutes at a local market in Fiji, and where she was going to visit with vendors and things like that. And apparently only after 6 minutes of her scheduled trip, she was seen speaking to a royal handler, and then she had a concerned look on her face, and she was whisked away, and that was it. She was only able, apparently, to meet one vendor who sells pineapples, and the vendor said that she was concerned for Meghan because she said her face looked a little disengaged. It was very much unlike her. She had kind of a blank look on her face. And
can you say morning sickness?
Well, yeah, a lot of people are saying it was very hot and humid. It was probably not the best environment for a pregnant woman, and after speaking for about a minute, she broke off her speech and spoke to the same aide before being whisked out of the market. So a lot of people just obviously, you know, concerned about her safety. The Zika virus is something that's also been on a lot of people's minds with regards to Meghan's
trip. Because it affects a pregnant woman, or it affects the fetus, the baby.
Yeah, and apparently she has taken precautions, and she has spoken with her doctors before going on the trip.
Wouldn't you think, Victoria, as part of the royal family, they would take every single precaution
of course
to make sure that they are all well taken care of, well guarded, any amenity, everything has to be right in order in that family. I would think there would be no stone unturned.
Yeah, you would think. Now, Kensington Palace, actually, later on, after Meghan was taken back to wherever they're staying, Kensington Palace said that her sudden exit was due to a security risk. So the look on Meghan's face, people are trying to figure out, was it someone who looked threatening? Was it someone she recognized? No one's really sure exactly what happened. But Kensington Palace said that she is physically, she's okay.
Yeah,
but to have to leave the open-air market there with a security...
A lot of questions.
Yeah.
Other people in the news, people love this. And without people, we have really nothing to talk about anyway, right? The birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees. Here's the story of Crystal Platzer, Platzer, who went to a Dunkin' Donuts and was bugged by the breakfast sandwich she was served. In fact, the breakfast sandwich had a bug in it. She ordered 2 bacon, egg, and cheese croissants and a wrap. She ate one of the croissants in the car, and apparently she was shocked when she opened up the other one to put ketchup on it. Took a bite, and the worm came out. I swallowed it. There was a worm on my lip. And it fell on the Dunkin' Donuts wrapper.
Oh, my gosh. Apologies to anyone eating breakfast right now.
Oh, my God. I freaked out, she said.
Of course.
Started screaming. The mother called her. She was on the phone with her mother. I can see this with you and Fancy Nancy. The mother called her back. What's going on? She said, I was going to take another bite out of the sandwich. Oh. And then she realized what came out of the sandwich. And that wasn't all. She looked closer and found more worms, flies, and gnats. And the bacon was raw. Wow. That's not going to look good on Facebook for Dunkin' Donuts. Oof.
Doesn't that, like, how does that much make it into a, that sounds like that was planted.
So look at this.
Either someone deliberately is trying to ruin that particular store.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, or, because think about it. Worms and bugs and all this other stuff together. If it was one worm, then you could think, all right, maybe there was a worm that was in the bread or whatever.
Yeah.
All that together, that reeks of someone is really trying to harm the owners of that Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, but they didn't do a good job. She went back to the restaurant to complain. The owner said, well, he'd look into it. And then she told the newspaper, I was outraged. No refund. He offered me food for my baby, and I said, no, I don't want anything ever from this store again.
Right.
So then Dunkin' Donuts sent out their corporate people to check out the quality standards. They say they take this sort of thing very seriously. Well, they ought to, because this stuff spreads now like wildfire. The health department will go in and check out everything. But imagine, just put yourself in that position. You're eating a sandwich and a worm comes out.
God,
and people say, well, it's good protein. But you open it up and the bacon is raw. And they used to say that to me all the time when I was a kid. Okay, here's somebody who responded a couple of days ago. I bought a box of candy from a convenience store. When I got home, opened the box, I found worms and frass inside. What's frass? F-R-A-S-S?
No idea.
I don't know, but if it's anything like worms, I don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this stuff is getting in there. Like, worms are not something that even typically come into your house.
Well, you got flies.
Really?
Right. But don't they have to have fly stuff to get... When we had the milk, we were selling raw milk. At the farm, we had all kinds of stuff to keep the flies out of the store.
But flies are able to get around a little bit more easily. They can fly in somewhere.
Can climb up onto the grill of a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Kara's saying. Like, obviously, someone's putting this stuff into the food. There's no way a worm magically appears in a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. It just doesn't happen.
You'd have thought not. Pretty disturbing photos, I'll tell you that. Poof. Here's one more name in the news. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won the Mark Twain Prize for Lifetime Achievement in Comedy, along with lots of praise, some good-natured burns from her fellow comedians. This has become a staple. 25 years at the Kennedy Center. This is a good TV show when they put it out, usually in December, January in there. She becomes the sixth woman to be a recipient, joins the group, including Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Carol Burnett. Before she took to the stage to accept the award, she got some ribbing from Jerry Seinfeld, Larry David, and Tina Fey. Larry David said he couldn't help but admit he was impressed by her dedication to her craft. He said, quote, I want to congratulate Julia for this unbelievably prestigious award, but I got to say, the lengths that she went through to get it, frankly, I was a little surprised. That whole cancer thing, honestly, I got to take my hat off to her. What a scam. It wasn't a scam.
Joking.
Yeah. But that's like the jokes with you and me in the morning. I don't know. Anyway, this will be on November 19th at 9 on PBS. Mark Twain, it's always a good take. It's a lot of fun. I've enjoyed every one of them that I've seen, and I've seen a number of them. Jay Leno got it once. Eddie Murphy got it once. Seinfeld got it once that I saw. I think, I think I've seen those three anyway. So congratulations. Good for her. All right. Do we want to talk a little about Jamal Khashoggi? We'll do that in a moment. Let me put people to sleep, literally and figuratively. Here's a lady who writes, I love these pillows. They are the most comfortable pillows, my pillows, that I've ever had. They come out of the wash like new. I also have one of these go-anywhere pillows on my couch. I want to lay down during the day and maybe watch TV. It's very good. Cats have decided they love it, too. So keep yourself and your cats happy with some MyPillows. The best thing going on at the moment right now at MyPillow.com is you can order any pillow, anything. Buy one, and the other one is free. No matter what pillow you buy. All kinds of great pillows. Look at the things they have in their catalog. Fabulous things. And it's not only the pillows. There are sheets, and there are these pillowcases that are cool. The mattresses, guaranteed to make you the most comfortable sleeper Make sure you use the promo code DJV to save 50% on the great MyPillows that you buy at MyPillow.com. I think I've made my point. Congratulations to Mike Lindell and all the people there who work so hard to make a great product that's become internationally well known for its quality. You can wash these things. By the way, you use them, get them, and if you don't like them, you get 2 months to decide whether you like it. If you don't like it, send it back, get your money back. It's a great, great American company with a great product. MyPillow.com. Buy everything. Buy one. Get the second one free using the promo code DJV.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off. And they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's do a catch-up here, Victoria, on Jamal Khashoggi. Well, we know what his fate is. Now there are 21 Saudis who are suspected to have been involved in his death. They are going to have their visas revoked, ineligible for a visa to enter the U.S., according to the State Department. Another State Department spokesperson said the department had the authority to revoke visas based on information that comes to light at any time, indicating that a visa holder may be inadmissible to the United States. So, the... From start to finish, this guy was dead when he walked through the door. And they knew what they were going to do. And whether people say, well, I'm not so sure
now
about
the
Crown
Prince. Now they're
trying
to claim it was citizens. Yeah, that it was just that it was Saudi citizens who did it. It's like, well, how did they get clearance to get into the consulate? And how did they? And when did the bone saws come in? Like, did you check that through security?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, come on. It's and us as a nation, even, and I know Mike Pompeo has been a lot stronger with his language than Trump has.
Yeah.
It just, and I understand Trump has personal business with the Saudis and the Trump hotels and all that too. I'm sure that's playing into why he's being a little, you know, lighter on them. But, like, it's ridiculous. We just, how do we defend doing business and calling them great allies? And it's like, really? They're heathens. That's who we're saying
are
our wonderful allies.
That's a great word for them. They are heathens. They are. They're no good scum-sucking heathens. So, there. I'm just looking at some stats. We got a few seconds here to look at the numbers as we get closer to the polls, the big bucks that are being spent in this election. In Florida and Illinois alone, 942 million, just those two states, $942 million has been spent on advertising. In those two states alone, and we still have 2 weeks to go.
Such
there is the kind of money in this. It's crazy money.
There should
big
be a
political bucks
stuff. Yep.
You really should. Well, Citizens United
why not?
Screwed that up. 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Soundtrack. Tonight, the world is ours tonight. No Chucker today. Chucker's got a bad case of the flu, man. He hasn't been off this long in the history of us being together for 28 or 29 years. So I hold a good thought for him. Hope he's feeling better. Meanwhile, Victoria has some news on the West Side Story movie. And that, has it been completely cast now?
No, not yet. So here's the latest. So we know Steven Spielberg has taken on the upcoming film adaptation of West Side Story. And we do know that the lead male has been cast, and that is Ansel Elgort. Now, if you don't know, Ansel Elgort starred in Baby Driver. He was actually the driver in Baby Driver.
He was great in that.
He's really, really great. And he's been in some other movies, in some of the big sort of series of
Divergent.
Divergent.
He was in The Fault in Our Stars. He's been mostly in a lot of kind of teen, not rom-coms, but those kind of dramas. So it's interesting to see him stepping out of that.
Now, so this
is a romantic comedy, right?
Yes. Yeah. So this movie is technically about teenagers, so he's still sort of in the teen world, but he was a professional dancer before he became an actor.
Really?
So he's classically trained as a dancer, so we're going to get to see a lot of his moves.
So how does a white blonde kid make it into West Side Story, though, is the question.
That is a good question.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. But so the interesting thing, though, is Tony Kushner, who has won Tony Awards. He wrote Angels in America, which was a huge hit on Broadway. Then it became an even bigger hit on HBO. Meryl Streep and Al Pacino starred in that adaptation. He has worked with Steven Spielberg in the past, because when I first saw Tony Kushner was writing the West Side Story screenplay, I thought that was an odd connection. But it turns out he actually wrote the screenplay for Lincoln and for Munich, which were two Spielberg's really big Oscar-nominated and winning movies. Yeah. And so Tony Kushner has now starting to let little things come out here and there. He said that the Spielberg version of West Side Story is not going to be based on the movie. It's actually more based on the original Broadway production. However, he says, don't be afraid. He said he wants everybody to know you will still hear all of your favorite songs. All the music is still there. He said our version is not going to wipe out the original film. It's a different take on it. But
well, that explains the white kid with blonde hair.
There you go.
See what he's doing with that. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And he said that Tonight and I Feel Pretty and America and all of those songs will be featured in the new movie. Now, as for casting, opposite Ansel Elgort, there's some good rumors going around. Fifth Harmony singer, former Fifth Harmony singer, now solo star, Camila Cabello, she is rumored to possibly get the lead opposite Ansel Elgort. Liam Payne from One Direction is also supposedly, he's rumored to be auditioning for this, as well as Naya Rivera, who was one of the stars of Glee. That makes sense. Naya Rivera and Glee, that makes total sense for this. And but Steven Spielberg also was quoted as saying that he doesn't like to give too much away when he's still working on a project, and so they're going to start filming in the summer of 2019. So we'll see where it all goes.
All right, a little bit on Steve Carell right after this. Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, so here's the update, if you will, Jennifer, Victoria, on Steve Carell. Returning in an Apple series with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon behind the scenes of two competing morning shows. Reese Witherspoon hosts one, Jennifer Aniston the other. I'm not sure what part Steve Carell plays, but he's good. He's a good, solid actor. We all thought of him from The Office as a comedian, sort of, but he's been very good in some series.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.